Well, I don't know how we've lost the game. It really is. It wasn't our night. If I put that mildly, it wasn't to be. But I'm questioning again some decisions that go against us. And the two decisions, the penalty on Long and the penalty on Jelavic, for me, they're stonewall penalties. And at this level, when you come to a big occasion, a big ground like this, then we feel aggrieved. And then to make matters worse, to send off our goalkeeper for something so innocuous, I find it baffling, really, and very, very disappointing that I have to, I have to stop myself from saying what I want to say, because otherwise I'm going to end up in trouble again, and I can't afford to keep paying these fines. But when I see the team play with the way they did, and the energy and the drive, and they denied two penalties, which at this level changes the game.
Okay. Have you had a word with the referee? Do you get to
No,
talk
you
to the
don't.
referee?
I mean, what's the point anymore? I really do question it and say, what's the point? What am I going to gain from it? It's about time we ask them. They get paid handsomely enough. It's about time we ask them to come out and face the music and say, why didn't you give that?
What about the goal? What about their goal? It looked a scruffy one.
It's a horrible one, yeah. And again, it's a bit of misfortune. We've cleared the header. It's hit one of their players and fell straight down to Punchin, who's smashed it in the net. But I think it's arguably the only shot on goal they've had. If I'm going to be critical, then with chances we've got, particularly seniors and Livermores, then if we're going to be critical, we've got to do better with that too. But overall, the way we've played,
Did you create enough?
well, it's always going to be difficult because of the way they played. They played like somebody away from home and wanted to play on their counter attack. All credit to them. We knew what their plan would be. You've got to go and break them down. And when the chances come at this level, then you've got to take them. And we've had two or three wonderful chances. It would have been better to have two from the penalty spot. And then all of a sudden becomes a different game.
What did you make of Jelavic and Long?
Oh, well, I thought they were excellent. I thought they'd give us a threat. It's going to take a little bit of time, of course, but Jelavic hasn't played a lot. But he looked particularly good, and I'm sure they'll improve and get better and work together, which we obviously think will be fruitful for us.
Back to the McGregor sending off. We thought in the stand it looked like he'd had a kick at him, Stephen.
Well,
We thought
I've
it was
seen.
going to be a red.
Well, he's tried to pull his foot away when you go and analyse it.
Right.
It's a horrific challenge on him. For a start, that's more of a red card than Alan's. So if we want to look and look at DVDs and all the rest of it, and the referee, if he sees the challenge on him to start with, I mean, it's very difficult not to retaliate when you see the nature of it. And if it's a kick, it's so innocuous. He's thought about it, but hasn't really followed through with it. So we're disappointed. That's what I've just seen. So I can only see what I've just seen.
Yeah, of course. That leaves him facing a three-match ban unless you appeal. Will you appeal?
Well, I've just seen it there, and I think we've got a good right to appeal. We'll ask the referee to look at it and see where's the so-called kick, because we can't see really much of a kick. Let's see, and I'll have a look, and when the dust settles, we'll analyse it and have a look at it.
It's sort of, tonight's pulled you in a little bit, hasn't it, really?
Well, at the end of the day, we've picked up no points in the last
Yeah.
four games, and three of them have been away from home. We have to improve. We're home form, we're away form. If we're going to stay in this league, we have to go and can't just keep relying on our home form. However, we've got big games to play against the bottom teams, and on another night we could have come away from a victory here, which, in my opinion, we deserved.
Okay, just a final couple of ones. Some suggestions in some quarters. You can talk to Tom Ince. Anything in that?
No, there's nothing in that at the moment, no.
Right, okay. Are you likely to do anything before
No,
Friday?
I don't
Right.
think so.
What's the latest with Jack Hobbs? Leicester, we understand, might be interested. Anything in that?
Well, I haven't heard, or certainly anybody at the club have not heard anything from Leicester. Whether that's going to be true, I don't know. But certainly, as we speak, we haven't had any contact with Leicester whatsoever in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, as far as I know. So it's news to me.
Okay, would you expect him to be gone by the end of the week?
Yes.
Right. To where's looking favourite at the moment, Steve?
It's up to Jack. We've left the ball in Jack's court. It's up to him. We've accepted three bids from Forest, Wigan, and Fulham, and
Reading.
sorry, Reading, and it's the rest's up to him.
Okay, no Danny Graham, no Mena Figueroa tonight. Anything in
No,
either of them?
Danny picked up a little knee injury, and Mino had a slight calf strain. So we weren't going to risk on a night like today. So no, they weren't involved with the knocks they've got.